Hi everybody, this is Mary, and I'm going to be doing a podcast today on the Sound Blaster Audigy, that's A-U-D-I-G-Y, 2 ZS PCM CIA notebook sound card. And this sound card is specifically for notebook PCs, and it will fit in to the PCM CIA slot, just a standard slot. I think they have different sizes now. I think they've got PCM CIA Express or something like that. And if you have one of those, you're going to have to get an adapter to be able to use the sound card, because this is the standard size that has come with notebook PCs for years and years and years. I recorded all of this stuff while I was setting up and learning the sound card, so I'm going to be doing an extensive amount of editing. I have, I don't know how many files I need to splice together here and insert and edit and such. So I'm starting this on, I believe it's, the 26th of August? And I have no idea when I'll get this done, because, as I said, I've got a lot of files here that I'm going to edit. For example, one thing I'm going to edit is the installation, because it takes a good 4 or 5 minutes to initially put a lot of this stuff on here. What I did was I installed everything, and then later on I went through and deleted about 95% of it. And I've also got a description in here of how to do the What You Hear process. That was one of the main reasons that I got this. One of the other reasons was it is kind of fun to play with effects sometimes. Third reason that I got this is because Amazon had it for about $20 off. I believe the price was around 90-something. And I paid 74-something for it, which included the shipping. And it only got to me in a couple of days. So it was just really great. And I did get it through the regular USPS. I believe it was first-class mail that they sent it. It might have been priority, but I don't know. So here come all of these files. And just keep in mind, I was learning as I went. So you're going to get kind of a blow-by-blow here, whether you want it or not. But you can skip past it if you don't want to hear all the gory details of what the included software is and what the included documentation is. The main source of help for all this software is in the program itself, should you choose to run it, whatever you want to try to run with it. But mostly I think what I've got is just the drivers and the few console things that I mentioned. And you have to use your mouse cursor or JAWS cursor to go around on the screen, because if you have it in structured mode, it's not going to tell you anything. You can tab and up and down arrow all you want to. It usually won't tell you anything. So you have to be pretty proficient with the JAWS cursor or mouse cursor. And I use the Braille display, and I used a lot of the routing buttons on that. So if you're an experienced speech user, just be patient, because I do tend to use the Braille display a lot. And I hope that what I did with the Braille display does have some kind of equivalent in speech. I really hope so, because it would make it a lot easier, because installing this is not for the faint of heart, believe me. Okay, so here we go. It's August the 23rd, 2007, and today I'm going to be talking about the Creative PCM CIA Sound Blaster Audigy, A-U-D-I-G-Y, and this is for notebook PC specifically. It's a PCM CIA card, standard size. I ordered this on the 20th of August, and it came today. And I paid on Amazon $74.97 for it. I believe the list price was about $20 more than that. And the $74.97 included shipping, which was only about $4 or $5. So I think I got a pretty good deal. I'm in the process of unpacking the device right now. So as we go through this, this is going to be a podcast in progress. I'm walking over to where I unpacked everything. First of all, it does not come in a box. It comes in one of these hard plastic things, and you have to take a good sharp
knife or tool to open the thing up. I really had problems trying to get this open. But once I got it open on both sides, or actually two sides of the four, then I was able to get everything out. The card itself is packed in pretty snugly, so you have to really kind of pry it out of the little segment that it's in. I'm throwing out the packaging. What you get with this thing is some printed material and a little sticker, which basically tells what it works best in. I couldn't read the whole sticker. All I could read was what it works best in. And I stuck it onto the back of the sound card on the area where you reach in to pull it out, the part that sticks out once you get it inside. And if you put it there, then it won't interfere with any of the electronics and stuff that's going on. You get a bunch of printed material. You also get this little vinyl thing. Looks like a strip. And it has a compartment on one end of it. And it looks like it's sort of a carrying thing for the card itself. And you slide the part that goes furthest into the PC into the compartment in this strip, and it holds it in place. And I guess you could just put it in your backpack or whatever. You also get what looks like a regular USB cable, but this apparently has more in it than we would all think. So I'm going to open this up and see what we have. Hold on a second. Okay, I had to take a break to change the batteries in this thing. Before I tell you about the cable, I need to tell you a little bit about the card itself. It has, on the outermost edge, three jacks. One jack on the left, another on the right, and in the middle, a slot. Now, I suppose this is the same idea as what you get when you get an Icon or a Braille Plus. The slot is the place where the cable fits in. The cable itself, and I'm editing this later on because I know what's going on here. The cable has a slide thing on one side that is similar to what you see on an Icon or a Braille Plus. It's a flat surface, and this flat surface slides into the middle jack on the card. So it's just a thing that slides right in and connects the cable. And if you want to take it out, there are two little ridges on either side of the part that slides into the sound card, and you push down with your thumb and index finger or middle finger on the edges, left and right edges of this flat thing, and pull it out. You just grasp it and pull it out, and it comes out. The other end of the cable has three branches. Each branch ends in, I guess they're 3/8 inch jack. Each jack has a certain function. And if you straighten out the cable so that it's totally straight and the branches are completely separate in front of you, the rightmost jack can be used to plug in regular front speakers or analog speakers. The middle jack can be used to plug in rear speakers. The leftmost jack can be used to plug in a subwoofer or a middle speaker. Now, of course, if you have it oriented differently, then the right and left will probably be reversed. Yeah, so, you know, it's not going to work out too well if you don't orient it correctly, and I'll describe a little later how to orient it. And you don't have to use this speaker cable unless you've got a home theater system and you want to hook up 5-in-1 or 7-in-1 speakers. The sound card itself, I'll tell you what the jacks are to the left and to the right of this middle slot thing. On the left is the line-in or microphone, and that's one multi-purpose jack. On the right is earphones, or it says optical out, is what it says.
And so you could probably use it for some kind of optical connection to your stereo, but I have my regular PC speakers plugged into that jack on the sound card when I use it, so that way I don't really need this cable. The cable is optional, as I said, unless you got a home theater system, and it works quite well without it. You can just forget the cable.
There are also 4 CDs that come with this thing, and I'm going to stop and tell you what they are. I suppose some of them might be promotional. There are 2 that are in paper sleeves, a 3rd that is in a plastic wrapped thing, and a 4th which is in a kind of a stiff cardboard or paper envelope, sort of like what you would see some CDs in, and also maybe even some old LPs if you were living in that era. Well, this one in plastic wrap is a trial membership for something, 60-day trial, and I am not going to try it, so it's going in the trash. And the one in the rather heavy cardboard wrapping, there's a little seal on it. Well, it has something about getting surround sound 7-in-1. And I'll keep it, but I probably won't need it. One of the paper ones that is in the paper sleeve is DVD Audio Sampler from Creative. And the final CD is the Audigy for the Notebook, specifically for this particular model, installation and application CD, which is the one that we actually need. The only other thing that comes with this unit is a set of earbuds. I'm moving things and going over here to look at this set of earbuds, and it looks pretty standard. It's not anything I'm going to keep to use. Although I keep thinking maybe one of these days I might come up with a set of earbuds that I like. So, who knows? But it looks like these are pretty standard, so for now I'm just not going to do very much with them. What I'm going to do is pause. I've got my CD near the PC. I'm going to pick up the Sound Blaster card, and I'm going to go over to my LapTalk LT, and I suppose that the speech is going to be turned off when I slide this thing in. What you have to do with most of these is you put the card in and then you install the software. What I'm going to do is pause and see if I can find the manual and come back and do this the way it's supposed to be done. And then I suppose I'll probably end up having to describe what happens as you install the software, because usually with these things, the sound gets cut off. And I do have a Braille display, so I can have access as things happen here.
Before I get to that, though, I'm going to describe the documentation that comes in hard copy on various types of paper so that you know what you've got.
Here's a bit of information about the paper work that we get with this thing. There's a glossy fold-out piece of paper here, and what it has is the contents of the DVD sampler CD that I mentioned. So that's what that is. There is a single page here, which is just a single piece of paper, probably about 2 inches square, and that is tech support information. And then there is another narrow piece of paper, which is a trifold, and that tells you how to shut down the Audigy. It basically just says in 4 different languages. Keep in mind that a lot of this documentation is in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and French. It basically just says that if you want to take out and remove the Audigy, that you have to use the proper procedures, which is go into the system tray and choose the remove the device safely, and you go through that procedure in Windows. much as you would with other devices. For example, a disk drive of some type, you have to safely remove it in order to get it out. You shut it down because there might be processes in progress. So Windows has to shut the processes down, and then it will tell you that you can remove the device. So that's what that is. There is another piece of paper that folds out. It's just a regular piece of paper, non-glossy. It's a little bit larger. And this is the warranty information. And the final thing, which is kind of thick and glossy, it's very tricky to read. I don't know why they do this. You have to open it up, unfold it, and it folds rather big. And then you have to open the thing up like an accordion to read it. It's narrow once you open it, or I suppose what you could probably do is read it like a very long, narrow book. And I suspect that this is the quick start information, and it's probably written in the previously mentioned languages. I'm going to look at this a bit with the Opticon, and I'll tell you what it says about installation. The procedure for installing this is to put the sound card in and then put the CD in, and if you get the Windows dialog that says new device found, what do you want to do, you cancel that. And then you put the CD in for installation and go through the procedure. Usually the way that Sound Blaster installation works is that all of the programs on the CD are highlighted, and if you don't want something, then what you have to do is uncheck it. You have to use the mouse cursor a lot for this. I use the Braille routing buttons a lot to choose things. So I'm going to go through this, and you're probably not going to hear any sound coming out, so I'm going to have to describe what happens here. First of all, I'm going to insert the sound card into the card bus. Okay, I've got it. I'm going to slide it in, and it's in. I'm going to make sure I've got this in here the way I want it to go. I think it's all right. Let me push it a little harder.
There Cloud we go. New hardware, multimedia audio controller.
Okay.
Cloud new hardware wizard dialog. Install the software automatically recommended radio button checked. 1 of 2.
I'm going to cancel. I'm tabbing.
Next button. Cancel button. JAWS.
And it's canceled. Now I'm going to open up.
Cloud new hardware. A problem occurred during hardware installation. Here.
Oh, quiet. Okay, now I'm going to open up this CD. And I would usually use my external drive for this, but I'm not going to because it doesn't really work too well with automatic running of a CD. So I'm going to put this in the D drive on the laptop. And I'm going to have to move some stuff here so I can get the CD in. Okay. Now it's in, and we're going to see what happens with it. I think what I have to do with it is actually go in and start it. Okay, let me go.
Test Microsoft Word. MP3 sir, my computer. My computer. Folder view lit SD and removable disk SD install D.
Okay, I'm going to do explore by pushing the application key.
Context menu.
Arrowing down. Now that it just said autoplay. I'm going to arrow down.
Search. Open. Explore.
And I'm going to push enter.
Leaving menus. SD install D. Preview. SD install D. Close. 2 of 17. 2. SD install D. Open. 13 items.
Okay, what they usually have here is folders with different stuff in them, depending on different languages that your CD is set up with, or the sound, or the what's on the CD.
3. Add. 1 of 13.
I'm arrowing down. AOD is the first one.
Audio closed. 2
Audio
of 13.
Audio closed. And
CMS closed. 3 of 13. CT engine. 4 of 13. CT run closed. 5 of 13. CT share closed. 6 of 13. DirectX. 7 of 13. FCC closed. 8 of 13. License closed. 9 of 13. Manual closed. 10 of 13.
Good, they've got the manual. Let me look to see what's in this manual thing. I'm going to open it by pushing right arrow.
Manual open. 11 items. 4, BR ports, 1 of 11.
This is Brazilian Portuguese.
Deutsch, 2 of 11.
German.
English, 3 of 11.
English.
Espanol, 4 of 11.
Spanish.
Francais, 5 of 11. Italiano, 6
Italian.
Of 11.
Japanese,
7 of 11. Korean, 8 of 11.
Korean.
Netherlands, 9 of
11. Netherlands, Dutch.
P-Chinese, 10 of 11.
And I think the other two are P-Chinese and
T-Chinese. 11
T-Chinese. One of them I think is traditional, the other one isn't. Although I may have that wrong. Let me look at English.
P-Net, Korean, Jack, Italian, Frank, Espanol, English, 3 of 11.
And let's do a tab.
Folder view list view, not selected manual, CHM 421 KB compiled HTML help file 727-2005, 7:33 p.m. files currently on the CD, 1 of 1.
So it's a help file, which is not too surprising.
Preview, English, 3 of 11.
Okay, now what we got to do with this is go back and see if we can find...
3. Manual opened. 11 items.
The rest of these items in here.
Manual closed. 10 of 13.
And see what the other three items here are.
Register closed. Support closed.
There's supposed to be
warranty
something
closed.
Else.
13 of 13.
Well, I don't want support. And...
2. SB installed. D opened. 13 items. SB installed. D closed. 2 of 17.
Okay, let me...
SB installed. D opened. 13 items.
I think these are the folders, so I'm going to tab.
I ended up in the list of 17 items, and I edited out the first 13 because we already heard all the folder names, including the warranty, which was the 13th item.
Auto run. INF.
Ah, here we go. Auto run. I don't want to do that.
Disk ID.
Disk ID.
Setup X.
Setup EXE is what I want, but let's see what the other one is.
Setup INI.
Setup INI. Okay, I'm going to push enter on setup.
Setup X.
EXE.
Creative. Flash. Creative.
Now in Braille it says, welcome to Creative Software Setup. And I'm going to let it finish winding down here. Okay, if I arrow down, we get nothing. So I'm going to tab, and I don't see anything there either. So I'm going to go to the JAWS cursor.
JAWS.
And I'm going to...
Curve rate unrestricted.
Look at that, the unrestricted, and let's see where we end up. Okay, I had to go up to the top and push the maximize symbol because I couldn't read very much of what the sound card information on the screen said. After the welcome, it says, take full advantage of your creative product by installing and using this software. Click on the arrow key to continue the installation process. And the first thing you see in Braille is exit, and then you scan, and it says next. And I'm going to push the routing button above the N on next. And we're back to welcome to...
Creative.
Ah, here we go. And this is region selection, where you're going to choose where you are. And I'm going to down arrow to see if it'll help me to pick... It? No, it won't, so I'm going to have to pan right and read again. Please choose a region. And it says select. So you have select and you have exit. So I'm going to push the routing button on select. And we have region selection. And I'm panning right. Please choose a region. Select. We have Europe. Asia, Americas, and the exit button. So I'm going to pan left on Americas and push the routing button above the A in Americas.
Americas.
Okay, then we have region selection. This is to verify what I already chose, and it just lists America. We have exit, and we have next. And I'm going to route N for next. I like all these little noises. Region selection. Oh, now we are into another thing.
Creative.
Language. Please select a language. We have select and we have exit. So I'm going to route on select. Language. Please select a language. We have select, push the routing above the S, and that did it. And the first one is English, so I'm going to route to that. And it verifies it. It says the language is English, and it has exit, back, and next, and I'm going to push the router on N for next. And the next thing it says, it's doing some more stuff here.
Creative.
Now we have software installation selection. Now, as I said, everything is apparently highlighted here, so I have to pick the stuff that I don't want. Select the software to install. SB Audigy 2, that's number 2, space ZS, space notebook. That I want. Creative Media Source, that's a data organizer I do not want. So I'm going to deselect it. And AOL on desktop, I'm going to deselect it. And then we have View, which I don't need. The User's Guide, I'll look at that later. Customer Support Services. And then we have Exit, Back, and Install. So I'm going to push I on Install with the router.
Dialog. Starting Install Shield Wizard, 2%. Sound Blaster Audigy 2. Install Shield Wizard dialog. Please wait while the Install Shield Wizard prepares the setup. Preparing setup. Sound Blaster Audigy 2 setup is preparing the Install Shield Wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait. Please wait while the Install Shield Wizard prepares the setup. 98%. Sound Blaster Audigy 2, Install Shield Wizard, Sound Blaster Audigy 2, Install Shield Wizard, Sound Blaster Audigy 2, Install Shield Wizard dialog. Press the page down key to read the entire agreement. Click Yes to indicate that you have read and accepted all the terms of the above agreement. If you click No, the installation will abort. Software License Agreement. Please read the following software license agreement carefully. Press the page down key to read the entire...
I'm going to assume that this is on the CD and I can read it later on. For the purposes of installation, I'm going to skip the agreement. Tab.
Yes button.
And I'm going to push the routing button on yes.
Sound Blaster Audigy 2. Install Shield Wizard dialog. Destination folder C / program files / creative / Sound Blaster Audigy 2. Choose destination location. Select folder where setup will install files. Next button.
Okay, this has next.
Cancel
and
button.
Cancel.
Browse button.
Browse.
Next button.
I'm going to push spacebar on next.
Sound Blaster Audigy 2. Install Shield Wizard dialog. Please select the required setup type. Full installation. When you want to create and experience multimedia contents. Custom installation. For advanced users, you can choose to install individual components. Drivers only. Only drivers are installed. Setup options. 14,100. 0. 255. 0. 255 button.
Okay, I'm going to see what the choices are here. I'm going to tab around.
14,101, 0, 255, 0, 255 button. 14,102, 0, 255, 0, 255 button.
What happens is that these three numbers, or the two that you've heard so far, 14,201 and 202, are associated with the choices that you have. And so what you end up doing is remembering the sequence of the choices
that you have just heard and picking the appropriate number. For example, the typical or full installation is the first choice that you heard, so you would pick the lowest number that you tab to. These numbers are associated with buttons, so you just tab around. The second option that you heard is customized, and that would be the middle number. The third option would be drivers only, and that would be the highest number that you can tab to on the screen. There should be three numbers, but at this point I only heard two of them.
Back button, cancel 14,100, 255 button, 14,101, 255 button.
The 102 is the one for just the drivers.
14,101, 255
So I'm going to push a space button on the middle option.
Unavailable. Sound Blaster Audigy 2. Install Shield Wizard dialog. Description. Configure your Creative Audio device as well as restore its default settings with this easy-to-use utility. Select the components you want to install and clear the components you do not want to install. 146.87 MB of space required on the C drive. 63,151.13 MB of space available on the C drive. Select components. Make your selection of components to install from below. 313 view. Creative Audio Console checked. 1 of 17.
These have check boxes that you can arrow down and uncheck or check. So this is really going to be very much easier than what we were doing before.
PC.
Okay. I'm back in the regular PC cursor. I'm going to keep the audio console and I'm going to arrow down.
0. Creative Diagnostics checked. 2 of 17. Creative Media Source DVD Audio Player checked. Creative Speaker Settings checked. Creative Smart Recorder checked. Creative Sound Font Bank Manager checked. Creative THX Setup Console checked. Creative Surround Mixer checked. Creative Graphic Equalizer checked. Creative Wave Studio checked. Geeks Console checked. Creative PCMCIA Sound Blaster Utility checked. On Screen Display checked. Online Manual checked. Media Samples checked. Sound Font Banks checked. Windows Drivers checked.
Let's tab.
Back button. Next button. Unavailable. Sound Blaster Audigy 2. Install Shield Wizard dialog. You can also change your speaker configuration using the Creative Speaker Settings application. Speaker configuration setup. Select the appropriate speaker output configuration. Disable window. Back button. Toot. Next button. Cancel button. Disable window. Back button. Toot. 2.1 speakers.
That says this is what I have. So, I'm going to go to next.
Next button. Sound Blaster Audigy 2. Install Shield Wizard dialog. Current settings. Setup has enough information to start copying the program files. If you want to review or change any settings, click back. If you are satisfied with the settings, click next to begin copying files. Review settings before copying files. Start copying files. Next button. Cancel button. Current settings. Read only edit.
Okay, I'm going to look at what I have here.
Back button. Next button. Sound Blaster Audigy 2. Install Shield Wizard. Creative Engine Installer. Install Shield Wizard.
And after about 6 minutes...
Okay, apparently the sound is cut out because I'm seeing things on the Braille display that are not showing up in speech. And it says 90%, so I think we have just about got everything on here. Now, I think we are just about done. On the Braille display, it says, congratulations. Creative Sound Blaster Audigy 2 ZS Notebook was successfully installed. Please remember to restart your computer system for the changes to take effect. So, I have next, and I have, that's about all I've got. You would have thought they would have said exit in here, but I'm going to push in for next. And I see that we've got customer support services. We have exit and back. Install. Oh, this is all the screen that we were looking at before. And so I'm going to push exit. And we're out.
What happens at this point is that you reboot your PC. And you keep the CD in the drive. And when you reboot, the CD comes up and you're in the register section. And this is when you really should register, because it has the serial number and the model number. And that's assuming that you have kept the card in. And since all that information is there, then it takes you out to the website and you can register. And you don't have to really type anything in unless it's absolutely required. I gave it minimal information, and it went off and registered. And if you've got something like Look and Stop Firewall or something like that, then you need to tell it that it's okay for it to go out and look on the site. You need to give it permission. And that's what happens, and you're all done afterward. And there's a procedure for going in and taking out software that you don't want. What you do is you go into Control Panel, Install and Remove Software, arrow down to, well, most of it is in Sound Blaster or Audigy, and within that you can pick and choose what you want to remove. There are check boxes there, and it'll go out and take out the stuff you really don't need and don't want. It also puts a registration icon on your desktop, so find that on the desktop and delete it, because you don't really need to do that anymore since you've already done it. You can also go out to the website and you can get driver updates or software updates should you want to do that.
How to get to the what you hear part. First of all, you got to plug your mic into the sound card. Now, sad to say, there's no way to turn the mic off. There's no button on it. So the only way you can turn this thing off is to unplug it, which is extremely frustrating. Alt-F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Choose 1 of 17.
V for volume.
Volume.
Push enter.
Context menu. Open volume control.
Push enter.
Leaving menus. System tray. 100%. Play control dialog. Play control balance. Volume. Play control balance. Left right slider. 50%.
Push alt.
Menu bar options. Menu options. Menu properties.
Push properties.
Leaving menus. Properties dialog. Mixer device. Combo box. SB Audigy 2FEC 0. 3 of 5.
And I'm going to tab.
Adjust volume for playback radio button checked. 1 of 3.
Down arrow.
Adjust volume for recording radio button checked. 2 of 3.
Enter.
Recording control dialog. Microphone balance. Volume. Microphone balance. Microphone balance. Left right slider. 50%. Microphone volume. Select checkbox not checked.
You don't check this.
Advanced button. Line and balance. Left line and select checkbox not checked. What do you hear balance? Left right slider 50%. What do you hear volume? Up down slider 70%. Select checkbox checked.
And you check this.
Wave balance. Wave. Select checkbox not checked. Microphone
we're
balance.
We're back to mic
left right
again.
Slider 50%.
And you Alt F4 to get out. And in studio recorder.
Desktop. Folder view list screen. Spybot. Startup Syncrom. Skype. Studio recorder. Studio recorder. Document 1. Document 1.
Control W.
Select wave devices dialog. Play device. List box. SB Audigy 2FEC 0205. At record device. List box. SB Audigy 2FEC 0305. OK button. Cancel button. Play device. Let's cancel
okay,
button.
Okay, I'm going to cancel and get out.
Document 1.
Okay, the mic is plugged in. I'm going to push F6. And we should now be recording. I'm going to tab around to make sure we get what I hear.
JAWS. Studio recorder. Document 1.
And I'm going to spacebar to stop. And I'm going to pull the mic out so we don't get background. And I'm going to play it after I go to the top.
Top.
And we should now be recording. And I'm down to make sure we get what I hear.
JAWS. Studio recorder. Document 1.
And I'm going to spacebar to stop. Okay. I adjusted the volume and fooled around. That's why I couldn't hear it.
As I was putting this together, I edited out some of the pauses in that recording, so the playback may be just a fraction of a second off from the recording, but I did make another file later on without adjusting anything, and I have the actual file here, so it won't be played through the Olympus recorder that I was recording with. This is a test to see if the What You Hear function works. And I'm going to tab around a bit, and then I'm going to get out.
JAWS. Studio recorder. Document 1. JAWS. JAWS. Studio recorder. Document 1. Studio recorder. Desktop. Folder view. List view. Studio recorder. JAWS. Studio recorder.
I had to normalize the first part of that recording, and there's a lot of hiss. So I suppose the only way to get around the fact that the microphone is alive when you're recording along with the what you hear is probably for me to just use headphones. But I know that I need to adjust some volume settings there. The JAWS section is just right, but the other volume was low just because if I turn it up any louder that I would get a lot of squeals and feedback and stuff. So that's just a sample of the fact that what you hear does actually work.
Another thing to keep in mind is that the sound card gets really hot, so I don't think I'd keep it in the PC all the time. I'm just going to use it when I need to do demos or describe software or something like that. A lot of the software that comes with this thing is useless. I removed a great deal of it after installing it because there was a lot of stuff there that I'm never going to need or use. Even the smart recorder I didn't find to be very useful at all. So I just tossed all of it and uninstalled it. The way to uninstall is you have to go into the Sound Blaster Audigy section and in the control panel and install or remove programs. And you tab over to modify or remove or whatever they call that. And then you have to pick and choose what you want to do.
This works the same as the other installation that we talked about. There are four numbers. The first lowest number is add. The second is uninstall selected things. The third, I've forgotten what that is. And the fourth is uninstall everything. The third might be modify the existing installation in some way. So, usually the second or the fourth is what you want to do.
And you push spacebar on that button, and there are a bunch of check boxes, and you can pick and choose what to get rid of. And it's fairly easy, but you have to figure out how the logic works to be able to do it. Because I think the first number that you see is for add. And the third number is for repair or modify or something like that. So it's kind of flaky the way they set it up, but it's doable. The creative utility, which you can find in the system tray, will let you adjust for 16-bit or 24-bit. I have it set to 16-bit standard. If you set it to basic, then it really is too basic. and it relies on the CPU of the computer for certain information. However, if you set it to standard or any of the 24-bit settings, I believe there are a couple of them, then it will use the mixer in the sound card. So it really is quite nice, and you can adjust a lot of things depending on what setting you've got. And another comment about how to align the speaker cable, docking cable, when you plug it into the slot on the sound card. There are two holes on one side of the flat cable, and there is what looks like a little grid on the other side, and the grid goes on top and the holes go underneath. So if you set it up this way, then it should slide right into place and it should stay there without any problem. If you want to take out the cable, there are two little, what looks like grids, but they're little buttons on each edge of the cable, the left and the right edge, not the top and the bottom. And you push both of these in with your thumb and forefinger and hear a little click, and you can then get the thing right out. It just pulls right out. And if you have things aligned correctly, then what you can do is just slide it right back in. And let me do that. There we go. The product registration happens after the computer reboots, after you have installed the software, just so that you know. And there's no forms on or off. You just fill in the information. And with that, I think I have covered just about everything that I know about this product. So I hope this has been helpful, or at least has given you some idea of what goes on when you install something like this. I suspect that a lot of creative software is quite similar. I have used a few creative products over the years, and most of what I have noticed applies to this product. So if you're interested in using a sound card with your laptop, you might want to check this out. There are functions within the volume control and also within the control panel, not so much for the sounds adjustment, but for the audio adjustment. You might want to pay particular attention to the volume and also to the audio adjustment, because the Sound Blaster adjustments are quite different than what you get with most of the standard Windows default sound cards that come with most PCs. And with that, I'm going to sign off. Thank you for listening to this. Should you want to contact me, my email address is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at sbcglobal.net. I have a Net0 private phone line for receiving comments and calls. I can't call anybody on that particular number, but I can receive information and comments. So if you want to use that, it's 408-565-8871. Hope this has been helpful, and thank you for listening.